there, welcome. I'm Stephen Baker, and you're listening to my Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. Seek the Truth is a Bible media site bringing to you truth you can trust exclusively from the Bible. Thanks again for joining us and for listening. This is a life question. Why do people write hymns? And we're thinking about the story behind, and the story behind this week is the story behind the hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. That was written by Isaac Watts, and he was pretty bold because in 1707 he published his first book of hymns. Now, at that time, it was the common practice in congregations in the Church of England to sing only Old Testament psalms. Now, they still do that in the north of Scotland in the Free Church, but at that stage in England, 1707, they still sang from the Psalter, the psalms for public worship. However, Watts had grown to dislike this because it restricted the Christian from being fully able to explicitly celebrate in song the gospel and the truth of the New Testament. Now, he wrote a preface to this book, Hymns and Spiritual Songs, and this is what he said: many ministers and many private Christians have long groaned under this inconvenience and wish rather that attempted a reformation. He goes on to say, far be it from my thoughts to lay aside the Psalms of David in public worship. Few can pretend so great a value for themselves as myself, but it must be acknowledged still that there are 1,000 lines in it which are not made for the saints of our day. And that's a really important point. The hymns and songs of today are development and based on the truth of the New Testament. Developed and based on the truth of the New Testament. They're not based on Old Testament truth, because Christianity has fulfilled the predictions and the pictures of the Old Testament. Well, under one of the sections, which is prepared for the holy ordinance of the Lord's Supper, he had this hymn, When I Survey the Wondrous Cross. Now, how it was written, there's not a special story that singles it out from the rest that he wrote. Now, this guy, Isaac Watts, he wrote about 750 hymns. But what makes this hymn unique is the particular beauty of its language and imagery. There's a power in the words that highlights the most significant event in human personal history, and that event is the cross and death upon the cross of Jesus Christ, the Son of God. Now, Watts was very gifted in writing hymns, and he combined this with his courage in publishing them when people would not have agreed with publishing something that was so unique and different. So the interesting thing is, the hymns that we sing today that we seem to think are so old and have been there for so long were actually very modern at the time, and they caused ripples across Christian society. And so we shouldn't be surprised that modern hymns sometimes cause ripples across our Christian society. Now, Watts was recognised widely as the father of English hymnody, and he created the ability of people in his day and in our day to write hymns expressing the truths of the New Testament. Let me read to you some of the words of this hymn as I close. When I survey the wondrous cross, on which the Prince of Glory died, my riches gain I count but loss, and pour contempt on all my pride. Forbid it, Lord, that I should boast, save in the cross, or should I say, save in the death of Christ my God. All the vain things that charm me most, I sacrifice them to his blood. See from his head, his hands, his feet, sorrow and love flow mingled down. Did e'er such love and sorrow meet, or thorns compose so rich a crown? Now here's a verse we don't sing regularly nowadays. His dying crimson like a robe spreads o'er his body on the tree. Then I am dead to all the globe, and all the globe is dead to me. That's a bit like Galatians 2:20. I love the last verse. When we're singing this, we normally sing this with such gusto and enthusiasm. The last verse says this: were the whole realm of nature mine, that were a present far too small. Love so amazing, so divine, demands my soul, my life, my all. That's a wonderful thing, isn't it? I hope that you appreciate the words, and I hope they have real meaning to you about the wondrous cross of Christ. You've been listening to Stephen Baker on a Seek the Truth Bible Media podcast. More information and contact details can be found on my webpage, seekthetruth.org.uk. Thanks for listening. Come again soon.